Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Beckman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Smith reaches second base with a double. Tresh moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Smith scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. McNair moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair scores. Rosenthal scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Tresh goes all the way around to score. Smith moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Appling steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Appling steals third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smith bunts towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Tresh moves to third. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Dean reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Nagel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. 1 out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagel takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dean moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Dean scores. Moses moves to third. It's 9-5, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Siebert scores. It's 9-7, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Ollie Bijma pinch runs for Jackie Hayes. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nels Potter now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Krivic strikes out. There goes Bijma. The throw from Hayes to second, and Bijma is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ollie Bijma now playing second base. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Dario Lodigiani. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Nels Potter. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.